No space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend.
All right, it's a beautiful day here at WDCR 88.9, The Cradle and the Convert. We're going to go to Dan Walker here, and we're going to hear the preview of this Sunday's reading of the Gospel. Dan?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's the prepare the way for the Lord. And I bet it had to be an exciting time. For the real true believers, that this was the prophet to come, the prophet that was going to announce the way of the Lord. And he made it sound pretty clear, like it was coming, you know, in the pretty near immediate future. You know, they've had prophets for years and years saying that the Savior is going to come. But this sounded to me like John was telling them this is, it's here and it's now. And it had to be an exciting time.
Well, the words are definitely inspired, and I can just see how the thoughts coming right out of Jesus. You're talking about you must produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. You know, we've talked about that in previous shows, mm-hmm. about, you know, reconciliation, sacrament of penance, and just to say you're sorry versus actually going one step further. I mean, you will not be forgiven unless you truly repent and show repentance, show your sorrowness for your sins, and try to make those amends and do different in the future.
Yeah, and you know, the Jews in those days, they're expecting the Messiah to come riding in on a cloud, basically, and wipe out the Romans and make everything great for Israel, not understanding that he was going to come as a baby in humility and service, rather than as a king.
Well, that's part about our faith. Good Lord works in mysterious ways. We really don't know we don't know the path. But we have faith, and I'm assuming people in those days were kind of making a lot of assumptions that this were the end of times, possibly, prepare for the Lord's coming, not fully understanding, I don't think as well as we do today about our faith, as far as live our lives as Christians, and just have faith in God that he will take you where he wants to.
The advantage we have is that the promise has been fulfilled. We can see now from the other side Jesus coming and giving himself in sacrifice for us, whereas the people before him hadn't seen the fulfillment yet, so we see it through a little different lens when we look back on it, rather than being in the middle of it or expecting it. So, and I'm sure that Father will have a great homily this weekend at your local parish to explain to you just what John the Baptist was all about. How he was the forerunner and the final prophet of the Old Testament, really.
Yeah, and we must let the listeners know we're just lay people offering our opinion, kind of like our view of what we get out of this reading, and I do look forward to Father sharing, listening to his homily, and sharing the deeper thoughts, I think, that we haven't discussed here.
Yeah, the highly trained.
Highly, more knowledgeable, that's for sure.
Hey, next Thursday is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Did you know that?
No.
And the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, December 8th, is a holy day of obligation. It means that's a day that we as Catholics, as part of our faith, attend Mass as an obligation. And I'm going to give you a list of some Mass times here for your community calendar. If you want to listen up for your parish or a Mass that might be convenient for you, it's going to be at St. Mary's Chapel. We'll have Mass Thursday, December 8th at 11:30 a.m. So if you want to go to a morning Mass, you can show up here at the chapel at 11:30. Our Lady of Lourdes is having a vigil Mass next Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., and then a morning Mass at 6:30 and 8:30 a.m. So at Lourdes, you can go to Wednesday at 6:30 or Thursday at 6:30 a.m. or 8:30 a.m. St. Thomas is having an 8:30 Mass, 8:30 in the morning on Thursday. St. Patrick's will have an 8 a.m. and a 12:10 Mass time. That's good for the lunch hour, folks. That and Father does a good job getting everybody out of there after to get back to work. He makes it time appropriate. And at St. James, Thursday evening at 6 p.m., you can attend Mass for the Immaculate Conception Feast Day. Holy Family Masses are Thursday, December the 8th at 7 a.m., 2 p.m., and I'll bet that's all school Mass, and 5:30 p.m. And Our Lady of the Holy Spirit, Thursday, December the 8th at 8 a.m. or 7 p.m. So there's Masses, really. You got vigil Masses, early morning Masses, noon, afternoon, evening. You got no excuse.
Plenty
now.
Of time.
And now that we've told you this is a holy day of obligation, you got to go.
You got to listen to David.
There's no excuse. Also on the calendar are some communal penance services for Advent. Holy Family will be holding an Advent communal penance service on December the 11th at 3 in the afternoon at Holy Family at 3 on December 11th, and at St. James Church on Clay Street, December the 18th at 2 p.m. at St. James. So there's an opportunity for reconciliation before Christmas during this great season of Advent.
You know, and that's maybe we all ought to, during this holiday season, make that extra effort. You know, I know there's many of us that don't do that holy day of obligation like we should. You know, we're kind of practicing Catholics, you know.
Yeah.
But and maybe make a point during this Advent season, let's be fully engulfed in our faith and do our best.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point, Dan. Advent is like a small Lent. It's a short Lent. It's a time of preparation, a time of getting right with God before the big feast of Christmas. And, of course, Lent's the big feast before Easter. So it's a great time to search your soul and to get more in touch with your Catholic roots and to make an effort to get to Mass. So
well, I think the more we get involved, the more our faith strengthens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like anything. The more you get away from it, you just don't quite see the benefit in it.
Yep.
And I think the more we the practice, the better Catholics we will be, and I think we'll grow stronger. And then instead of kind of forcing ourselves, nudging ourselves to do these things, we look forward. You know, every once in a while I'll go to 6:30 Mass in the morning, and it's nice to see how many people are so faithful every day.
Yeah.
They're going to Mass, daily Mass. I mean, they're truth faithful, living out their faith, and I know I myself have a ways to go.
We
but
all
that's
do,
what
buddy.
We're striving.
We all
but,
do.
But it's comforting to know that there's people out there doing it, and we can be one of those if we choose.
Well, you know, the Holy Spirit can work in such miraculous ways. I heard a lady, I think is the Catholic Way Bible Study, talking about our faith is like the chocolate sitting in the bottom of a glass of milk. And what we have to do is the Holy Spirit comes into that glass of milk like a spoon and stirs it up and brings that chocolate from the bottom and infuses it throughout the entire glass of milk. And this is the perfect time of year to take that chocolate that's at the bottom of our glass and get it stirred up and make us more enthusiastic and flavorful, so to speak.
Well, this is the cheerful season, so I think that's a good way of getting us there mentally.
Yep. What do you got over there for the community calendar?
Now, we got a few things. This is a busy, big one today. Well, unfortunately, holiday season with loss of loved ones, You know, a lot of people grieve, and it's difficult. So we do have a grief support group with Father Nick, and it'll be the every first Friday of the month, coming up here tomorrow, Friday, December 2nd, 12:30 to 1:30 here at St. Mary's Hospital in room 561. Again, it's the grief support group with Father Nick. St. Mary's, 12:30, begins in room 561. We have a share holiday memorial service. Join us Tuesday, December 6th. That's next Tuesday, 6 p.m. in St. Mary's Hospital Chapel. The share service remembers and honors babies who have died during pregnancy, at birth, or early infancy. Families are welcome to bring an ornament to place on the tree in memory of their child. If you need more information, please call 464-2045, 464-2045.
Okay, I've got a note here from Father Steve Erisman at Our Lady of the Holy Spirit that they have a new Mass schedule. Sunday Masses now are at 10:30 a.m., and they've added a Sunday evening Mass at 5:30 p.m., a Sunday evening Mass at 5:30. You know, most of the parishes have a Saturday evening, but Our Lady of the Holy Spirit now is going to have a 5:30. Monday and Thursday Masses at the Holy Spirit are at 8 a.m., and on Wednesday there's a 5:30 in the evening Mass. There's also Eucharistic Adoration and Confessions from 4:15 to 5:15 before Wednesday evening Masses. And Father also wanted to remind us that at St. Isidore in Bethany, Sunday Mass is at 8 a.m., and he has a Tuesday morning Mass at 8 a.m.
Let's go to St. Patrick's. They're having their school Christmas concert Wednesday, December 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the in the St. Patrick Church. Again, the school Christmas concert, St. Patrick Church, Wednesday, December 7th. The Parish Book Club, which is St. Patrick's, will meet Wednesday, December 14th, 6 p.m. in the Parish House at St. James. The discussion is The Christmas Note by Trenton Hughes. Another one, the Franciscan Nativity Festival. Is Friday, December 2nd. That's tomorrow from 2 to 7 p.m. Saturday the 3rd from noon to 4, and Sunday the 4th from noon to 4. It's free admission, open to the public. Mm-hmm. It's in the, what?
Kiara Center?
Is the Kiara Center, yeah.
Yeah. And that's over in Springfield. They're also having the Advent by Candlelight this Sunday at St. Patrick's Church Basement. Let's see, please make a reservation. It's an elegant evening with fine china, and it's just for ladies, Dan, so we can't go. But
well, that's how I would like to have a little tea.
Call Marcia Comerford at 454-7220 if you're interested in providing an appetizer or would like to save yourself a spot. The last thing that I have on the calendar, Dan, and is that next Wednesday is December 7th. A day that will live in infamy.
Yep.
This is the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And I've been greatly honored by one of our past guests, David Freiling, that was in here a few weeks ago, to speak at the lake for the 75th anniversary commemoration of the Pearl Harbor attack. And it's going to be down at near the waterfront restaurant. It's called... what's it called now? Beach House.
Beach House. Yep.
And they're going to have a wreath dropping by the military and a 21-gun salute and a very short presentation that I'm going to give, basically about my uncle, Jim Slade, who was a Pearl Harbor survivor, who spent the entire war in the Pacific and was on board the Pasadena and saw the signing of the treaty by the Emperor of Japan.
Wow.
So he was there from the first shot of the war to the final pen stroke. And I'm a little nervous about giving that talk to a bunch of veterans, as I am not a veteran. I certainly admire veterans, and I thank them for everything they've done. It's just a little nerve-wracking for a non-vet to stand up in front of a bunch of honorable people like that. But it's in honor of my uncle who was there. So,
you know, my uncle Bob Wolf, same thing, Pearl Harbor.
Bob Wolf was your uncle?
Yeah, my wife's. Yeah,
yeah, how about that? The article I've got in the paper that I've been reading is mainly was written about him.
Yeah.
Wow. So, small world, isn't it?
Small world to live through that. Whew.
Yeah.
Can imagine.
Well, my uncle was 16 when he went in the Navy and was 17 when Pearl Harbor was attacked. He had to kind of cheat on his forms to get in and then fought the entire war in the Pacific retired from the, or left the Navy and went into the Army and served several years. And then he became a police officer in 1953 until 1973.
You know, a lot of people in that time, because my father and uncle, they ended up getting graduated from high school, but a lot of people, high school wasn't as important as it is today in college, and they would leave high school early and volunteered to serve in World War II. Back in the day, so it's the that's why they are called the greatest generation.
Well, yeah, isn't that the truth? And it's open to the public. I hope everybody will come down and pay their respects to the veterans that are there, and in memory of those that fought in World War II, especially the 1,177 men that were killed on the Arizona. That is still the it's a national graveyard there in Pearl Harbor.
I've had the opportunity to visit that site.
Have you? You've been there?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to Hawaii.
Yep, very solemn. Well, I was in a golf outing. Had a good time.
Where
but we had
I?
To go there, and we got to go. Was it one of the subs? I can't remember. But we did the tourist things, too, in between the rounds of golf.
Yeah.
But it was it's certainly a place of relevance to understand. Those are still down there to this day, so it's a very solemn place. And
yeah, it's a national cemetery,
and it brings life into focus.
Hey, Dan, this Saturday is or Sunday is the Mount Zion Knights of Columbus Advent Breakfast. It'll be at the parish hall there at Our Lady of the Holy Spirit, and there'll be an opportunity for a picture with the big man in red, Santa Claus. So that's at the Our Lady of the Holy Spirit. The Knights of Columbus and Mount Zion are going to have their breakfast tomorrow. The Spirit of Giving, WAND and Cromwell Radio, are doing their toy collection out in front of the TV station. And that's a fun thing. You buy a toy. You don't even have to wrap it. You take it to the station. You drive through the circle, and you hand it off to them. They say thanks. Maybe you get your picture on TV if you want. But it's a great – they collect thousands of toys that go to the Salvation Army and Catholic Charities for distribution to the kids that may not be getting toys, you know, this season. So another way to give of your time, treasure, and talent is to participate in the Spirit of Giving toy collection at WAND on Southside Drive, right across from the police station. And that's also co-hosted by the Cromwell Radio Group.
And I have one last item.
Okay.
St. Mary's Hospital Auxiliary will hold their annual sale next Wednesday, December 7th, also from 8 a.m. to 3 a.m. in the Sizzy Room.
8 a.m. to 3 a.m.
8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Did I say a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
They don't want to stay up that late.
Well, the sale includes handcrafted items, baked goods, and a raffle.
Cool.
All right. That's all the announcements.
That's all the announcements for today, huh?
Yep.
Well, we've still got 5 minutes to fill. What do you want to talk about?
What do you want for Christmas?
You know, my kids keep asking me that. You know, when you get to be my age, you've got just about everything that you want. My brother-in-law and I started a tradition a couple years ago that we donate to the other one's charity, $100 or whatever, in that individual's name. And we selected the Northeast Community Fund in the past, which really feeds a lot of people there in the inner city part of Decatur. The Northeast Community Fund is, they do clothing, they do food. It's just a great organization. You'll see them on the news pretty regularly, and especially at the holidays. And so he and I, we just basically exchange gifts of giving to one of the groups like that. I can always use golf balls. It's funny. You know, I'll buy golf balls and by the middle of the season,
no lessons?
They're all gone.
I thought you'd want lessons, too.
Yeah, it's too late. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's golf balls are a commodity, man.
Yeah, well, myself, I'm not sure what we're going to do yet. Many times we'll stay in town and, you know, visit with our family, but also have a lot of my siblings are up in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And, so sometimes we go up there, but the problem there, you never going to get 12 inches of snow and the drive there or back. Yeah. And we got caught in a 12-inch snowstorm one time in a, fortunately, front-wheel drive car versus my four-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
And it struggled. It was a long, long drive.
Oh, and that's tense, isn't it?
Well, it's tense and accidents, and you're sitting. You hope you have enough gas to get to the next exit because it's holiday time's tough driving. So
yeah.
But that was always fun. That's the main thing for me is getting together with family.
Yeah, you know, this will be our first Christmas with a new grandson in the family. He was, for Thanksgiving, was up at his mom's family's in Dixon, the Henkels. You might know Terry Henkel. He's a friend of ours here at the show. That'd be my grandson's great uncle. Little Oliver will be joining us for his first Christmas.
He's not a Cub fan, is he?
His parents, you know, Cub fan? He's only 3 months old. He hasn't decided yet. But if Grandpa has anything to do with it, he'll probably be a Dodger fan.
I don't think that Grandpa has anything to do with
it. Well, I think probably Dad and Mom. We've got Cub and Cardinal Mom and Dad. So, you know, maybe to be neutral. Maybe to be neutral. But, you know, it's so much fun. For years we had kids in the family, little kids at Christmas. And, you know, it makes the holiday celebration itself special. And then the kids grew up, and for quite a while we haven't had any children at the celebration. And now we've begun once again with a new generation of kids coming to the Christmas dinner, the opening the presents, and all of that. Of course, like I said, he's only 3 months old. It's not going to mean much to him, but it certainly means a lot to us.
You know, something I always enjoy is the Holy Family. They do the Christmas concert. They have the choir does mm-hmm. a performance on the Christmas Eve, and I've been going to Lord's, so I'm not quite sure this year, but that's always a special performance that, you know, you get there about an hour early, and it's that's truly enjoyable. It gets you in the spirit, and you get to, you know, get to the Mass, and it really makes the Christmas day very special.
And Millikan University, I haven't seen the date yet. They usually do Vespers in early December.
Yeah, they're
and that's what a beautiful musical presentation they do as they do Vespers at Millikan.
And they sell out every year.
Yeah.
So it's they've been here multiple years.
Yeah, if you don't get a ticket early, you're in trouble. It's the same thing with the Polar Express up in Monticello. You know, they have the train that goes four weekends, I think it is, during the late November and early December. You have to buy tickets for it in July.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a huge, big deal. It's a great, great thing.
Well, just hope for a little bit of snow.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve morning.
Uh-huh.
About 6 inches through Christmas, and then I wake up the day after Christmas, I went back to dry and normal.
Yeah, and then we can go out and play golf.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, that's about all we have time for today on the Cradle and the Convert. We want to thank you for joining us. We want you to remember Mark in your prayers as he's still rehabilitating from his back surgery. We want to thank you for spending your valuable time and allowing us into your home or your car this morning. As we broadcast here from the Annunciation Studios at St. Mary's Hospital. You may be getting a letter from us, a holiday plea for funding. You know, we send out a request at Christmas asking you to remember us and to help us keep quality Catholic radio broadcasting on our channels, 88.9 and 96.5. It's important that we keep Catholic radio alive. It's a vital ministry in the new evangelization. And we're just so proud here to have our 1 hour a week out of all the quality broadcasting that Relevant Radio presents to us. We're just excited to be here. We want to stay with you. And we're going to close this show with a prayer, Dan. Let's pray in Our Father this morning in honor of the Advent season. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hey, God bless all of you. Pray for us as we continue to do our best around here. We hope to see you next week. I have a special guest once I figure out who that's going to be.
But they're always special.
But they're always special. All right. For Dan
Maybe
Walker
Santa Claus.
And Dave Slade and Mark Bartholomew in absentia, this has been The Cradle and the Convert on 88.9, 96.5 WDCR.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.
Love is but a song we sing, fears the way we die. You can you may